So this new vaccine was developed through the meningitis vaccine project, the MVP, which is a partnership established in 2001 between the World Health Organization and the international non-profit organization PATH. And it's associated with a vaccine manufacturer, Serum Institute of India, in 2004. And this project included a transfer of technology for manufacture of a vaccine from the CBER laboratory at the Food and Drug Board in the U.S. to the Serum Institute of India. The project was set, I must say, with core funding from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, with the overarching goal of meningitis elimination as public health problem in the sub-Saharan African belt.
Now, the meningitis belt of sub-Saharan Africa has generally been known to have a high prevalence of the disease. Briefly give us an idea how much of an impact has the newly developed vaccine had in this region recently?
Yes, in fact, we started rolling out the vaccine in the late 2010. And since then, about over 100 million people aged 1 to 29 years have received the vaccine in 10 countries of the belt. And what we have noted is that this 2013 epidemic season, the lowest number of cases were reporting in the last 10 years, as indicated in the WHO report. And this decrease could be due to this introduction of a new vaccine in the belt. We have to date identified absolutely no case of meningitis in vaccinated populations. And not only that, we have been able to show in at least two major studies that the carriage of the strain causing the disease is eliminated after vaccination, which means that transmission of the disease seems to be interrupted.
And have all countries in the region, the meningitis belt, successfully managed to introduce the newly developed vaccine?
Certainly not all as of yet, because we need to go through a phased introduction. You know, this area of Africa comprises all or part of 26 countries, and which means vaccinated about close to 300 million people, and that cannot happen overnight, I should say. So we are planning the introduction from 2010 to 2016. This is all countries of the belt by 2016. All 26 countries will have successfully introduced, but to date, 10 out of 26 have at least started their introduction with support from the WHO and partners, that means UNICEF, and also funding support from the Gavi Alliance.
And can you perhaps give us an idea, examples of countries where the vaccine hasn't been introduced and where meningitis is still a problem?
Yes, actually, as you probably saw from the news, in the last season there were cases in Guinea as well as in South Sudan, and these two countries had to conduct responsive campaigns to the epidemics, but soon enough they will introduce the vaccine as a preventive measure. So this shows also that countries which had not introduced this year suffered small epidemic yet, but that could grow into bigger ones.
And finally, Marie-Pierre, is there hope that the meningitis disease can totally be eliminated in the near future?
We are hopeful that the Mene epidemic will be eliminated, yes, and these early results, as I indicated, are very promising in that regard. So we really hope that this will be eliminated from the belt. And this is, as I explained, the major cause of disease in that area of the world. However, there would be other causes of meningitis, like other meningococcal bacteria, group X, group W, other causing disease, as well as pneumococcal or other bacteria that can cause meningitis. But our hope is that the major cause of epidemic in the last century in that area of the world will be totally eliminated.